Sane advice. Just to finish off, there's a very interesting little thing I spotted this week in the journal PNAS, and it caught my eye because it turns out that moths are probably a bit more intelligent than we give them credit for. There's a group of moths which are called tiger moths, and they taste nasty. They taste ghastly, but bats quite like to eat them, but they don't like the aftertaste. And so what bats do to hunt, as most people know, is they send out these pings of sonar, ultrasound waves that bounce back off the moth, and they tell the bat very, very quickly where to hunt, where the moth is. And these clever moths have learned to send their own ultrasonic clicks back at the bat, warning the bat, I don't taste very good, ignore me. And they've got these two structures called timbals that they vibrate to make them. And other moths that are very similar but don't taste bad have learned this trick and they're imitating it. And so you've got other moths of similar size and stature but don't have this kind of chemical repellent that these moths do. They're imitating the sound, so bats ignore them too. And Jesse Barber, who's from Wake Forest University, who did the study, then said, well, what happens if you've got moths that are the same sort of size but they don't make these noises? Well, those exercising the right to remain silent get gobbled up pretty quick. So it's pretty clever that these moths have learned to imitate not only each other but also bats.
I'm waiting for bats to develop some kind of after-dinner mint, an after moth mint to take away the taste.
Ugh.
The Naked Scientists, supported by the Wellcome Trust.